What is medical tourism? Should you consider going to maybe South Africa or India to have, say, a hip replaced or knee replaced or valve or angioplasty? I have a carpal tunnel. What one competitor says at this one place is about $22,000 for carpal tunnel surgery in America, $9,000 at certain locations overseas. That includes airfare and accommodations at a 4 or 5 star hotel, saving nearly $13,000. Joining us now is the managing director of Med Retreat. Our Canadian friends to the north and Europeans have been traveling outside their regions for decades, typically to the United States, seeking medical services, often because of the long wait in countries that have non-working socialized medicine. Non-working was my editorialization. But joining us now is Patrick Marsek. He helped start Med Retreat. He's now their managing director. This worldwide network of healthcare-related partners have successfully been serving the North American consuming market since July of 2003. Patrick, welcome to the What's Up program.
Thank you, Terry. Good to be here. Very nice introduction, by the way. A lot of enthusiasm in your voice.
Well, again, with a small business owner with diabetes, I can't really afford regular small business health insurance because they won't underwrite me in Texas. And Texas does have a pool, but it's $10,000 a year for my wife and I and a $10,000 deductible. So why worry about a $20,000 expenditure? If I go in the hospital, I'll just stand on the street corner. I'm going to rent a tux. I already got it planned out. I'm going to rent a tux. I'm going to stand beside the bum and say, I work. My wife's in the hospital. I don't have insurance. Can you help? And I bet I'll run him off the street.
Well, good news is there is an alternative these days, and you touched right on it. It's called medical tourism. As you had mentioned, actually Canada and Europe have been doing this for over a decade now. It's becoming very popular in the U.S. because of the exorbitant cost of health care here. So, you know, people need an option, and some of the options that are available can save you up between 50 and 80% of what the costs are here in the U.S. So it's a viable alternative, but you have to do your due diligence. You have to do your research. Make sure that you're aligned with a bona fide company that facilitates medical tourism. I would not suggest trying to do it on your own. Definitely work with someone that has experience and has visited these hospitals overseas, has spoken with the executive staff and the chief surgeons and the administrative staff, and they have relationships established and have put together a good medical tourism model to follow.
Now let me ask this, Patrick. Do most of your customers that use your services, do they have health insurance, yes or no?
No, they do not.
So it's typically the Terry Lowry, a small business owner in the world, that for whatever reason, my wife has high blood pressure. You know, we can't buy small group policies. We just can't. They won't underwrite me because I have diabetes.
Right, right.
So, you know, I'm looking at one of your competitors. Maybe later in the program today, we may have an interview with one of your competitors. But, you know, for a kidney transplant, $120,000 overseas, it costs $17,500. I save $102,000. Rotary cuff tightening, normally $19,000. Overseas is $8,000. And now, for your competitor, that includes a stay at a 4 or 5 star hotel, a concierge, or what you call a
destination program manager.
That's a in-country person that travels with you and is your translator all the time, right?
Exactly, yes, yes.
And
your personal concierge. Any of your needs, including transportation to and from the airport, the hotel, the hospital, they're available by cell phone 24 hours a day. If you have anything that you need, you give them a call and they take care of it for you.
You know, I'm going to go through the prices here again. Angioplasty, I know several members of my young adult class at church, we call ourselves young, you know, normally around $36,000, you know, cost here in the United States, $11,000 in some locations overseas, saving $25,000. And my wife has knee problems. I don't think she has to have a knee replacement, but she does probably have to have knee surgery. If she had to have a knee replaced, $34,000 without physical therapy, overseas $10,000, saving $20,000. $24,000. Yeah, I could buy a whole lot of physical therapy for $24,000 over here, probably, couldn't I?
You could have all three knees done for that price. Yeah,
her too, yeah. And mine, right?
No, you're right, Terry. There's a tremendous cost savings, even when you factor in the airfare, the hotel stay. In the case of a knee replacement, you're going to have to be in the destination country between 3 and 4 weeks. And there's several reasons for that. Number one, overseas, because it's international medical care, they're going to keep you in a hospital for about a week, whereas in the U.S., you might stay a day or two. But because you're out of your element, they want to make sure that they're taking very good care of you, that you're under their observation 24 hours a day, that you're getting the nutrition that you need, that infection is not setting in, that you're receiving the physiotherapy that's necessary to recuperate. Then once you're released from the hospital, you're there in the destination for another 2 to 3 weeks, depending on your condition. And you're going to receive follow-up services, continue your physiotherapy. So let's say you're in a destination for a month, as well as your airfare and the procedure, you're right. You're very close to only around $10,000. In the U.S., you can probably get it somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000, depending on what part of the country you're in. But what you really have to consider is the quality of care that you're going to get. Now, when you're overseas, they take extra special care and make sure that you're well on your way to recovery. They don't just release you because of the high cost of hospital rooms. As an example, one of the countries we offer service to, a private hospital room is $120 a day. That's it.
$120 a day.
You can't get a hotel for that, or in Chicago for that price.
Yeah, but the,
right?
The question is, you have to pay $1,000 a day for the bedpan.
No.
Now, friends, we're being a little
funny, but no, it's not true. It's there's so many reasons why it's less expensive overseas. One of the reasons is because of the exorbitant cost of malpractice insurance here in the U.S. I mean, we're a very litigious society. So, you know, with that being said, anybody that is concerned about being able to sue and going after somebody for malpractice, don't consider medical tourism. This is really for people that don't have a choice to go here in the U.S. So it would be very tough to sue. I get this question all the time. What if something goes wrong? Can I sue? You know, you can sue for anything, but it's going to be very hard to do it in a foreign country. So, I mean, you should have a positive outlook on this. And I will say that 100% of our clients that have gone over the past 3 years have been extremely satisfied, and we haven't had any complications. But that's also a result of making sure that whoever does go overseas is qualified and is in good enough health to be able to do that too. So, you know, you have to be careful as to who's traveling abroad.
That's right. You can't have an aneurysm and then travel overseas because of, well, anyway, I'm not a doctor, but friends, if you have to go into the office right now, the website for Med Retreat, it's very difficult. Now, you ready? It's medretreat.com. Medretreat.com. And I'm going to assume you call it medical med retreat because it's medical retreat. You get to go to India or maybe South America or South Africa. There are a number of countries that you can go to, and you can just save a boatload of money. Now, Patrick, I'm going to digress here a minute, but there's a reason for my digression here. I'm going to chase a rabbit. We did a program on the WhatsApp show here. Oh, I've been 3 or 4 months ago about sending our prisoners offshore. You know, we've got so many illegal aliens in the country, and our prisons are one-third with illegal aliens. If we went to India as an example and said, okay, we want you to build new prisons at about one-fifth the cost. We want you to provide the food and provide the prison guards and everything else, one-fifth the cost. Because it's so much less expensive to hire people in India.
Sure.
It's so much less expensive to build a hospital in India because the construction costs are less.
Yeah.
The employee costs are less. Sometimes the medication is less. We've done programming on how they've bootlegged a generic drug. I'm not going there on the drug. No, I'm I'm just kidding. But what you're saying here, you know, when I read on your homepage that Canadians and Europeans for decades have been coming to America, now you as an entrepreneur have seen a little niche, a little market niche, and you help the Terry Lowrys who may need a hip replacement, a knee replacement. Now, on your website, is there a listing of all the different procedures that you can offer?
Yes, there is, Terry. In fact, on our website, on the upper left-hand side, you'll see it says getting started in three easy steps. The first step is about a 3-minute and 17-second flash presentation about medical tourism and some of the services that MedRetreat offers. Step two is our process, what's involved in us helping you to travel overseas to receive your health care. And then step three is an online application form. If someone wants service, they'll go there, fill out the online application form. Within that form, there's a place to put your procedures. What procedures are you seeking? And there's a drop-down menu which lists all the procedures that that we have available to date. However, if there's something that's not on there, you are able to write it in the other listing. There's a box for other. Feel free to do that as well. Or in the general comments box, you're welcome to give us a short explanation about what you're looking for. Once that comes into our system, Terry, what we do is we ask all of our clients before we give them service to listen to, it's about a 25-minute podcast that goes more into detail about medical tourism and the services that MedRetreat provides. And once they listen to that podcast, they then send us an email that says ready for service, and then you're on your way to facilitate this process.
Now, are you also working with businesses of all sizes to help provide those businesses often that self-insure with services for the executives and their employees?
Yes, right now we're in the process of developing a corporate and institutional medical tourism program. We are going to be launching that, I believe, third quarter of next year. It takes quite a bit of work to put this together. One of the issues are that many companies are different. They just, internally, they don't operate the same. So we're trying to find out what all the common denominators are, put together a program, and then from there, from that basic program, spin it off into something more detailed for each company. Company individually.
Friends,
so that takes some time.
Friends, do you not have health insurance? Do you need, and I'm going to go off a listing from a competitor, a hip replacement? Do you need laparoscopic surgery, gallbladder, hysterectomy, a knee replacement, spinal fusion, valve replacement? In America, about $55,000 for a valve replacement in a number of hospitals overseas, including travel and accommodations at a 4 or 5-star hotel, $13,000. You save about $40-some thousand. Angioplasty, again, several members of my young adult class have had that recently. You could save $25,000 by traveling overseas to do that, and a number of other services. Now, let's say that I go online and I go to my wife and I say, honey, I think we ought to consider going to either Argentina, Brazil, India, Malaysia, Thailand, Turkey, or South Africa to have your knee surgery performed, and this is what it's going to cost in America, this is what it would cost overseas. What objections would my wife objections might she voice?
What objection?
If I went to her cold turkey.
Where do they offer tango lessons?
Tango? You know, we've been married 35 years. I'm a good Southern Baptist. I've never danced in public with my wife. So you have to go to something different.
In Argentina, you can do that.
Okay.
They all do. You know, what we do, Terry, is when you go on and fill out the online application form, we ask you to rate about 10 different criteria as to what's most important to you. Based on that criteria, we have a model of what the best destination and hospital in each destination would be. So we can help make suggestions as to which places would be the best, but to tell you the truth, these hospitals we work with are the very best in their respective countries. They're elite within the countries go to these hospitals. So, you know, very well-to-do people are going there. They used to come to the U.S., but over the past 10 years, these hospitals have the same type of equipment now as we do in the U.S. They have the same procedures and techniques. They utilize the same procedures and techniques. And in fact, many of their doctors are either U.S., U.K., or Australian board certified. They come here for their training in the U.S. They get some experience here in the U.S., and then they go back to their countries to spend their lives with their extended families. So they have the same technology as we do here now. It's not like it used to be in the past.
Friends, this is so interesting. We're going to have you back again. We're just out of time in this segment here. Friends, log on to medretreat.com. Medretreat.com. You might be a small business owner or middle-sized business owner, and you self-insure. How do you reduce your cost? You might want. I mean, it sounds like now you paid me $1 million to say this, right? Don't think so.
We're not allowed to do that. I'm sorry.
So you know, friends, this is just a. You know, I can't remember where I read this on Fox or Drudge or someplace. I saw your name mentioned someplace. I had my assistant do some research. It's just fascinating ways to reduce health care costs. Have your operation overseas. Travel overseas. We're just going to have to have you back.
I'd be happy to come back, Terry, anytime. Just let me know.
Friends, log on to medretreat.com. Medretreat.com. Patrick, you're a great American for providing this service to other fellow Americans.
And you as well for providing your listeners with this information. Thank you very much, Terry.